KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. It's currently 4 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Your forecast is calling for it to be sunny today, but cold, a high of only around 9 degrees above zero. Well, backers of a plan to end greyhound racing at the casinos in Council Bluffs and Dubuque are amping up their public relations push, launching an online petition drive on their new www.endiowadogracing.com website. Rick Dickinson, president of the Greater Dubuque Development Corporation, spoke at a State House news conference on Wednesday.
Greyhound racing is the blockbuster video of the gaming industry.
Like Blockbuster, Dickinson argues that dog racing is bankrupt because it no longer has enough customers. Dubuque Mayor Roy Buell said that $3.3 million the Mystique Casino spent on the prizes for greyhound breeders last year would have been better spent as charitable contributions to Dubuque area schools, firehouses, and nonprofit groups.
Greyhound racing is no longer profitable. Together, we can achieve the common sense vote to end the debt-ridden venue of greyhound racing.
The Council Bluffs Casino provides a $10 million annual subsidy for greyhound racing at its facility. But former Council Bluffs Mayor Tom Hannafin stressed how the track occupies prime real estate that could be better used.
We're in a situation we need more hotels. And one of the attractive things about this area is the opportunity to build hotels and some retail.
Bob Munt, president and CEO of the Council Bluffs Chamber of Commerce, says the track sits near one of the Midwest's high traffic areas, the intersection of two interstates.
That creates a lot of opportunities for us. And as we see the decline of dog racing, the ability to reuse that particular location for higher and better uses, we stand in favor of the elimination of dog racing.
Hannafin pointed out how Omaha redeveloped the site of the old Exarban horse track.
It's become the trendy place to live in Omaha. It has education opportunities, living opportunities. It has economic development that Omaha has never seen. It's taken a piece of property that may have been a track 60 or 100 years ago and made it into an economic development package for today. And I believe this is the opportunity that we have in Council Bluffs.
A bill that would end greyhound racing is eligible for a debate in the Iowa House. The legislation calls for the two casinos to pay reparations to the Iowa greyhound breeders who will no longer be able to race their dogs in either Dubuque or Council Bluffs. Dickinson, the Dubuque Chamber executive who also sits on the Dubuque Racing Association Board of Directors, says that's a fair settlement.
$70 million over a seven-year period, I think by any Iowan standards, is an unbelievable amount of money to go away.
Iowa is one of just seven states which host greyhound racing today, and no other state which has closed down dog tracks has called for payments to any greyhound breeders. News time is 8:04.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson True Value for all your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut Street in beautiful downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
A Sioux City woman says she'll think of her husband this weekend as she drives to Omaha in a car that'll be stuffed with hundreds of stuffed bears and other animals. Carrie Rule and her children will take more than 500 bears to the University of Nebraska Medical Center, where her husband, Mike Bear Rule, was treated for cancer at times over a dozen years. Mike died February 6th in Omaha at the age of 60, and for his funeral, the family asked that people bring a stuffed animal. Carrie Rule says that during her husband's treatment, they watched sick children in strollers or pulling their IVs, and they didn't think it was fair. She thought this way was a way that her husband, who loved working with children, could continue spreading cheer. Elsewhere in state news, a new report from an Iowa City-based research organization shows many families in the state cannot afford to make ends meet. Peter Fisher, lead author of the report from the Iowa Policy Project, says the cost of living in Iowa has increased significantly since the last report on the issue in 2012.
2 years ago, we were able to say that because of the recession, inflation had pretty much been held in check in many areas. That's not been the case recently. Food costs, depending on the family, have gone up between 8 and 15%. The state average cost of child care for preschoolers has gone up 13 to 16%.
According to the report, rent has increased between 8 and 13% and the cost of owning a vehicle has risen by roughly 6%. Fisher says for most families, the wage that's needed from a job to cover those basic needs is substantially above the median wage offered in Iowa.
In other words, you'd have to be in one of the in a job paying above and sometimes well above what, you know, over half the jobs in Iowa pay. You'd have to be up in the 60 or 70th percentile in some cases in terms of your wage.
Lily French, who helped to prepare the IPP report, says after accounting for expenses like child care, transportation, and rent, Iowans have to earn 1.6 to 3 times the federal poverty line just in order to make ends meet.
So there's a significant disconnect between the measurement that the federal government uses to describe the number of people that are struggling on one hand. They also use that number to determine policies and programs that help fill in the gap for people.
The gap was even more significant for workers who do not receive health insurance through their employer. A single parent in that scenario would have to earn nearly $21 an hour to support just one child, according to the analysis. The cost of living in Iowa is available on the IPP's website at www.iowapolicyproject.org. About 80 Des Moines area workers will lose their jobs as part as well a part of Wells Fargo's latest round of layoffs. The Des Moines Register says Wells Fargo announced Wednesday that it's laying off 700 employees nationwide. Wells Mortgage spokeswoman Angela Kybust says a drop in mortgage originations is what's causing the layoffs. The bank is the largest employer in the Des Moines area with more than 13,000 employees. Veterans in Iowa would receive a larger property tax exemption under a bill being approved by the legislative panel. A three-member subcommittee unanimously approved the measure on Wednesday, and the legislation now goes to the full House Ways and Means Committee. Under current law, a property tax credit of $1,852 is available only for certain veterans. The bill would increase the amount to $3,704 for all eligible veterans beginning on July the 1st. The state appropriates a set amount to local governments to offset those costs. Local governments wouldn't pay the additional credits in full unless state funding was sufficient. Republican Representative John Landon, who chairs the subcommittee, says discussion on the bill will continue. Jimmy Centers, a spokesman for Governor Brownstead, says he's open to any proposals designed to reduce taxes. The use of drones would be strictly regulated under a bill approved by the Iowa House. The bill received overwhelming support Wednesday, clearing the House on an 87-12 vote, though several lawmakers expressed concern that the bill lacks clarity and might be overreaching. Even some of those with concern supported the bill, which goes to the Senate now, and the bill would require state and law enforcement officials to seek permission before buying or using drones, but details have not been worked out about what agency would grant such requests. Republican Representative Jared Klein, who sponsored the bill, says he wants to keep ahead of the evolving issue as drones become more common. He and other lawmakers stressed, however, that the legislation would be changed before it could become law. And taking a look at national news headlines of this hour, officials with the Department of Energy could discuss today biological samples that shows 13 workers of the nation's underground nuclear waste dump suffered some exposure to radiation following a leak at the plant in southeastern New Mexico. Officials say the employees didn't show signs of external contamination following the February 14th release of radiation, but biological samples showed exposure. Officials say they'll need more samples from those employees. The Food and Drug Administration says food companies will probably have to dish out about $2 billion to change the nutrition facts labels on foods. The Obama administration wants the number of calories to appear in larger, bolder type, and it wants for the first time labels to indicate if there are added sugars. The administration is proposing the changes today. President Obama says he wants to do something about the high rate of young minority men who are behind bars in the U.S. Obama today will call on businesses, philanthropists, and government leaders to join forces to put more boys on the path toward successful lives. Prominent groups such as the Ford Foundation and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation already have pledged at least $200 million over 5 years to the My Brother's Keeper initiative. News time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson True Value for all your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut Street in beautiful downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, Robert D. Aaron Holtz, age 79 of Harlan, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Robert Aaron Holtz will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Leroy Fuller, age 77 of Earlham, died Monday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. A memorial service for Leroy Fuller will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Linda Shea, age 65, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Linda Shea will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kermit Markison, age 100, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Kermit Markison will be held Friday at 3 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Sharon Peterson, age 77, of Avoca, died Tuesday at Murtu Hospital in Harlan. A celebration of life service for Sharon Peterson will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gladys Hall, age 91, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Gladys Hall will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Brian Moy, age 46, of Avoca, died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Brian Moy will be held Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Gene Dunshee, age 88, of Clarinda, has died. Funeral services for Dean Dunshee will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Clarinda. Ritchie Funeral Home of Clarinda has the arrangements for Gene Dunshee. Phyllis Rohner, age 88, of Fontenelle, died today at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Phyllis Rohner are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Scott Stephenson of Atlantic has died. Funeral services for Scott Stephenson are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Henson reporting.